We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Friend, listen, we are created in the image of God, and we cannot truly find ourselves apart from God. The Bible says, even further, that we were God's enemies. Without Christ, we are God's enemies. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, the pastor at Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario, and I want to welcome you to our program on this wonderful Lord's Day. Now, I know a lot of people in our world have a lot of concerns, and they have a lot of questions, and I want us to realize that those questions, the answers to those questions are found in the Bible. And we can find hope and we can find the answers to life's toughest questions in the Word of God. And that is going to really be our introduction for our new sermon series. I want to begin this morning on Timeless Truths. I want us to look at four universal questions of life. Four universal questions of life. And these four questions linger in the thoughts of every individual. Now, they might not be direct questions that people ask, but in their mind, they're searching for the answers to these questions. I found an interesting exchange on an internet forum a while ago. I don't know if you have heard of the website Quora, but on Quora, you're able to ask questions and get answers. And one person posted four questions with this statement. They said, "My faith in God answers all of these questions." Now, they received a couple of responses, each attempting to answer the questions and prove him wrong. Someone said, "Who am I? This question is meaningless. I am me. Where do I come from?" They said electrical and chemical activity in the brain. "What is the meaning of life?" They said life equals existence. "Where do I go when I die?" They say, "I cease to exist." Another individual answered the questions this way. They said, "Well, who am I? I am a human called Greg. Where do I come from? A planet called Earth, perhaps one of many in the universe that has the conditions for life amongst a much greater number that don't have such conditions and are thus desolate. What is the meaning of life? To postpone not having it for as long as possible and to do whatever it is that makes me think that it is a worthy pursuit. Where do I go when I die?" They said, "I probably decompose and at some point will be recycled by other creatures." Now, the answers to these questions will vary according to the perspective of the one who seeks the answers. For many in this world, they are questions that remain beyond the grasp or understanding. For many others, the answers are only available if the questions are framed in the sense of this world, with no consideration for the Word of God. But for the Christian, for the believer, these questions are not profound. They are also not difficult. In fact, these questions are very basic. In fact, even a child can know the answers because God has given to us clearly the answers to these questions. He has revealed to us the answers in His Word. And I want us this morning, I would like for us to consider the first of these questions and seek answers from the Word of God. The question is, who am I? Who am I? Real simple, right? Who am I? Now, our text this morning will be Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 1 to 2. I hope that you have a Bible handy so that you can take these scriptures and use them, apply them to our lives so that we can have better understanding and use the light that God gives us to be able to answer this question. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Number one, I want us to consider for a moment the world's perspective. Who am I? There's a popular idea in the humanistic community that basically we are our own God. And that's really what humanism is that humanity, we are our own God, and all of the answers to life's questions can be found in us. Oprah Winfrey wrote this. She said, "There are millions of ways to be a human being, and many paths to what you call God." Well, I am a Christian who believes that there are certainly more paths to God other than Christianity. Where does that thinking come from? First of all, let me say this, that the word Christianity is used very lightly in that quote. This kind of thinking comes from a humanistic idea that the answers to our problems are found in ourselves. I read this quote from a humanistic website. They said, "By not knowing the answer to the question, who am I, you keep on creating new identities of yourself, consequently going farther away from your true self. All the suffering in life is because of not knowing your true identity. Until you realize your true self, you believe yourself to be the name that has been given to you." Now take a look at our world today and everything that's happening in our world today. Let me ask you the question, how do you think it's going? Well, I think if we were honest, we would admit that the world is not looking so good. I mean, the reality is a society that pushes further and further away from God and His Word becomes more humanistic, and because of that, it becomes more and more empty. The problem is not knowing ourselves. The problem is our world doesn't know God. Now think about the attitude of a Christian in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The Apostle Paul said, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that justifieth me is the Lord." The answers to our problems is not found in finding ourselves. It is not found within ourselves. It is found in knowing God and living for God. He makes all of the difference in our life. So number one, not only do we notice the world's perspective, but number two, let's get into the Bible then and let's look at the biblical perspective. Who am I without Christ? Now, each of the examples that were given of the individuals who answered on that form gave humanistic answers. And of course they did, because that's all that they could do. Without Christ, a person is incapable of concluding the correct answer about who they are. It is Christ who gives us meaning as an individual. Christ is the light of the world. If we are not walking in the light, then we are lost. As one individual said, I am a human called Greg. The other said, I am me. Who are we? Well, as we look at the Bible, what we find isn't that great. God's word teaches us who we are. His word identifies for us who we are without Jesus Christ as our Savior. And the Bible uses normally three words to describe our condition. We are blind, we are lost, and we are dead. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1, the Bible says, and you hath he quit. It's Pastor Burns again from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We'll continue our message in just a moment. We're thankful for your support of our ministry. It's our desire to preach the Word of God to our city and region. We want you to partner with us. Can you share our website, KitchenerHope.com? It's a site that gives the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and it teaches us how we can know Jesus and have a home in heaven. Share it with your friends and family members. Again, that's KitchenerHope.com. You can financially support our radio ministry and help keep us on the air by sending a check or e-transfer to our ministry. E-transfers can be emailed to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. No password is needed. Again, that's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. Checks can be mailed to Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720, that's 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Thank you in advance for loving the gospel. In times like these, you need someone to pray for you. We want to be that someone in your life. You can submit your prayer request at KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. That's KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. It would be an honor to pray for you and with you. We have already prayed for you today. Our prayer is that this Bible message will help you grow and know Jesus Christ. Let's get back to our message this morning.
Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The Bible says that we without Christ are dead. This speaks of our spiritual condition. We are spiritually dead. And because of our spiritual condition, that we are dead, we have no spiritual pulse or we have no spiritual heartbeat, this affects our physical life as we are spiritual dead. The Bible says that we begin to physically die. And one day, because of sin, we will physically die. For by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. The consequence of sin is death. For the wages of our sin is death, the Bible teaches us. And we are dead in trespasses and sins. To trespass means to cross the line. Sin means to miss the mark. And if we were honest with ourselves, we would all admit that we have come short of the glory of God, the Ten Commandments. That is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It is the knowledge of sin. It is to show us the high standard of God. And as we look at the law of God, then we must all come to the conclusion that we have broken God's law. And because of that, we are walking according to the course of this world. As the majority of the world is without Christ, there is a common direction. The present world, with its cares and temptations and desires, it denotes specifically people of this world. And the attitude of the people of this world, which I would say is humanism. And the course of this world is directed by the prince of the power of the air. In other words, the one that is leading the charge is Lucifer, the devil himself. And he has set the tone of the attitude of the world, the spirit of disobedience and rebellion as it flourishes in the world because it is promoted by the devil himself. And friend, let me say this, the world doesn't even understand it. An individual who is without light and without hope and without truth, they don't understand that they are walking in the course of this world and they are heading in the direction of a devil's hell. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. This speaks of the fact that we were separated from hearing or knowing of the Messiah. It means more than just not being a Jew, because Christ came to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. And so we were separated from knowing or hearing about the good news of the Messiah. And we were strangers from the covenants of promise. In other words, we didn't know of the promise of sins forgiven, that we could have hope in Jesus Christ. And therefore, we had no hope and we were living our life without God in the world. This is what the Bible teaches us. And though from a humanistic standpoint, technically the answers given earlier are correct, we are human beings, we are who we are, yet these definitions fail to account for who we are in light of our relationship toward God. Friend, listen, we are created in the image of God, and we cannot truly find ourselves apart from God. The Bible says even further that we were God's enemies. Without Christ, we are God's enemies. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." James 4 and verse 4, "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Friend, there is no middle ground. There is no room for those who just want to be non-committal. Either we are saved or we are lost. We are either with Christ or we are without Christ. Jesus said that he that is not with me is against me. And that is why I urge you today that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to him. The Bible says in John 6:37, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." If you have never placed your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, let me urge you to do that right now, right in this very moment. If you believe that you have sinned against God, you've come short of the glory of God, don't believe what the humanistic attitude would teach, the course of this world, that we're good people and that we're good enough and that God will allow sin to enter into his presence. This is not what the Bible teaches us. Our sin must be atoned for. And that is the good news of the gospel, that Jesus bled and died so that we could have eternal life. We could have a home in heaven. We can know him in a personal way. And friend, today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is the day of salvation. I hope that you'll pause and you'll ask Jesus to be your Savior. I hope you'll pause and ask him to be your Savior, to wash your sins away and give you a home in heaven. So who are we with Christ? Who am I with Christ? Well, the Bible says, I am a new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. This expression in Christ is used 130 times in the New Testament. The thought here was actually taught first by the Lord Jesus as he talked about the true vine. And the Bible says that we must abide in him. We must be in Christ. A communist protester was addressing a crowd in the city square, and he pointed to a beggar who was staggering down the street. He was in rags and ruins and more than a little drunk. And the communist said that communism will put a new suit on that man. And a Christian in the crowd called back, "Yeah, but only Christ can put a new man in that suit. For in Christ, the very life that Jesus lived is available to us. For he not only gave his life for us, he gives his life to us and lives his life through us." This was Paul's testimony, and it is the testimony of every individual that comes to Christ by faith. Once we were something else, but now we are new. Old things are passed away. We praise the Lord for that. And regardless of our past, Christ has made us a new creature, a new creation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." And the reason for the change is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, "For all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ." You see, friend, listen, we are free from sin and death. We are a new creation. But also we are free from condemnation. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." There is now no condemnation. I love that word now. It means right now, as I am in Christ, I've asked him to save me. I asked him to take my sins away. I am a child of God. And right at this present time, now there is no condemnation. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. On that cross of Calvary, he took my condemnation. It was my sin that nailed him to that cross, and he died for me, and he died as me. There is no condemnation, but also I am a part of the family of God. John 3:7 says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." We're talking about a spiritual birth here through faith in Jesus Christ, where we are placed into the family of God. We're hearing a lot about family in our world today, mostly because we're not allowed to meet together because of the coronavirus. Our families are so special to us. We were born into that family. Now, there are no perfect families, but we are a part of that family. I was born into the Burns family 40 years ago. My mother is named Donna. My father is Alan, and they had a son. They called him Jerry. And the same is true spiritually. We are a part of the family of God. We have a heavenly Father that loves us and cares about every area of our life. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You see, the Christian life isn't about me, and it's not about what I've accomplished or what I've done. It's all about Jesus. And when we place our faith in his finished work, we are born again. We are a part of the family of God. Who am I? I'm a child of the King. Who am I? I'm a child of God. Who am I? My sins are gone. My sins are washed away. And God looks at me as his son. What a wonderful blessing. I am a citizen of heaven. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18 and 19 says, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Jesus promised this to all who believe in him for salvation. In John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Where was Jesus going? He was going to the cross.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.